Jacksonville City Council members Reggie Brown and Katrina Brown have been indicted on a combined 38 federal charges, including fraud. The charges carry a maximum combined punishment of millions of dollars in fines and more than 1,300 years in prison. The two are free on $50,000 bond and deny any wrongdoing. The feds allege the two created shell companies to draw down federal loan money and a city grant that had been awarded to Katrina Brown's barbecue sauce company. Reggie Brown, who's running for state senate, was the head of the two allegedly fake companies, which invoiced the barbecue sauce company for non-existent equipment and services that were never rendered. Surrounded by reporters outside Jacksonville's federal courthouse Thursday, Brown and his lawyer, Alan Ceballos, said he's still running for office. At least for now.
Are you still running for state office?
I'm innocent right now, and I'll make those decisions at a later date.
Do you think people should still trust you?
Absolutely. They have no reason not to trust me.
If they believe in the presumption of innocence, right now, Reggie Brown is presumed innocent and will be presumed innocent throughout these proceedings.
Katrina Brown's lawyer, Curtis Fallgotter, denies she committed fraud and says as a novice entrepreneur, she experienced something common in the business world. Failure.
Through no fault of hers, there were manufacturing delays, there were suppliers that created some problems, there were some of the contractors that didn't perform and then walked off the job. So by the time she got the manufacturing up and running, it was 23 months into the operation. She had to make mortgage payments for 23 months with no revenues.
The pair is due back in court for their arraignment June 14th. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.